Okay, so reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 5, Activities of Sakshi Gopal, and the texts are 142 and 143. Okay, so it's 143 on the board, okay. All right, fine. So begging permission from all the Vaishnavas here and all those who are listening online to get their mercy to be able to speak something on this transcendental subject matter, although not feeling qualified. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the temple of Lord Shiva, known as Kapoteshwar, Nityananda Prabhu, who was keeping his sannyas staff in custody, broke the staff in three parts and threw it into the river. Bharginidhi. Later, this river became known as Dandabhanga Nadi. The mystery of the sannyas danda, staff of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has been explained by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the order of sannyas from a Mayavadi sannyasi. The Mayavadi sannyasis generally carry one staff or danda. Taking advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's absence, Srila Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three parts and threw it into the river, later known as the Dandabhanga Nadi. In the sannyas order, there are four divisions, Kutichak, Bahudak, Hamsa and Paramhamsa. Only when the sannyasi remains on the Kutichak and Bahudak platforms can he carry a staff. However, when one is elevated to the status of Hamsa or Paramahamsa, after touring and preaching the bhakti cult, he must give up that sannyas staff. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is therefore said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. Two personalities, Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, are combined in the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, considering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an extraordinary person, Lord Nityananda Prabhu did not wait for the Paramahamsa stage. He reasoned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically on the Paramahamsa stage. Therefore, he does not need to carry a sannyas danda. This is the reason Sri Nityananda Prabhu broke the staff into three pieces and threw it into the river. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukum Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dina Tarinam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhebhacha Patitana Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavin Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Have you been to Dandabhanga Nadi? No? Okay. Alright, there's another pilgrimage site for you to visit. So this is a very interesting pastime. Although the chapter is entitled The Activities of Sakshi Gopal, here's a pastime with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So Lord Chaitanya was traveling and Lord Nityananda, he is known as Avadhut. You know? So sometimes he's known to carry out unusual activities, you know. So the activities of an avadhut are not to be imitated. Personalities who are avadhuts, like Nityananda Prabhu, are very exalted, on a very exalted platform. So who can understand the ecstasies and the mind of great souls like Lord Nityananda? But he does act unusually sometimes. That's Lord Nityananda. So here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, he's quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, saying that the order of sannyas, this particular order of sannyas that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken from Ishwarapuri, and Ishwarapuri, he was actually a Mayavadi sannyasi. So Lord Nityananda wasn't too happy about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carrying the ekdandi, which is given by the Mayavad sannyasis. So he wasn't happy about that. The other thing that he wasn't happy about was that there are four stages of sannyas, as is mentioned here. There is Kutichak, Bahudak, Hamsa, and Paramhamsa. And sometimes it's given, instead of Hamsa, it's given as Parivarajakacharya, and then Paramahamsa. There are four stages. So it says that in the state of Kutichak, when somebody takes the sannyas and he is the beginning stage, it's called Kutichak. So one leaves his home and he lives somewhere nearby in a small hut. Or nowadays they have what's called a man cave, you know, man shed at the back of the garden, you know. So, the family are allowed to come and supply food and necessities, you know. But the individual who has taken Kutichak, he doesn't live with the family. And then the next stage, after that, is Bahudak. And Bahudak means that at that stage, he no longer he stays just in one place. But he's allowed to go from house to house and beg a chapati, you know, or some meager food. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining in one of his other purports that, especially in India, if a sannyasi goes out begging, you know, and just asks for one chapati or a little bit of rice or something, there's no one that will refuse, you know, because people have respect for sannyasis, and they're very happy to give them something. So the sannyasi who's in the Bahudak stage, so he doesn't rely on his family to bring him food, but he goes door to door and he gets a little bit of food from here and there, and then he survives on that. And then the next stage, here it's explained that the next page is Hamsa, but that's also it's also known as Parivarajak Acharya. So Hamsa means the sannyasi then he actually travels widely and he preaches, and by traveling widely and preaching, then people are happy to receive transcendental knowledge, and in exchange they take care of the sannyasi. When that sannyasi doesn't stay in one place, he keeps traveling. And then the topmost stage of sannyas is Paramahamsa. That means the... Hamsa means swan. You know? So Paramahamsa means it like the topmost swan-like person. So Paramahamsa stage is the highest stage of sannyas, and it's when the individual is highly elevated and he becomes completely absorbed in the Lord, and he's completely dependent on the Lord. So then he can travel and preach, or he can be in one place, it doesn't matter, you know, because he's transcended those kind of boundaries. So when we recite the Premadwani, or Srila Prabhupada, we go, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahans Parivarajakacharya. So he is Paramhans, he's a Paramhamsa, spiritual master, who is a sannyasi, but he is also traveled all over the world and preached. So Parivarajakacharya. So best of both worlds. You know? So anyway, Lord Nityananda was thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas and he's been given this ekdandi. First of all, he wasn't happy with the ekdandi. And then he said that the first two orders, Bahudak and Bahudak and Kutichak, in those particular divisions of sannyas, then one should carry the danda, you know, sannyas danda. And then as one progresses to the Hamsa or Paramahamsa state, then one no longer needs to carry the danda. So Lord Nityananda was thinking, well, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya, you know, he is beyond Paramahamsa, you know. So he doesn't need, you know, he's not on the Kutichak or Bahudak platform, so I'm going to break this danda and throw it in the river. I'll serve two purposes, you know. So Lord Nityananda did break the danda into three and he threw it in the river. So because at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was absorbed in ecstasy, so he wasn't aware of his external circumstances. So then later on in the chapter we will read that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, where's my danda? So then Lord Nityananda, he tells a bit of a fib, you know. So he said, well, when you were in ecstasy, you fell, and I caught you, you know. And then we both fell on the danda. So anyway, Lord Nityananda wasn't happy with the danda, and he wanted to get rid of it one way or the other. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing that the danda had been broken, presuming it was Lord Nityananda, knowing what Lord Nityananda is like, he wasn't too impressed. You know? So he was showing a little bit of, externally he was showing a little bit of anger. Internally he may be, you know, really happy about it. But, so he said, okay, right, so we're going to Jagannath Puri now. He said, I'm not going to go with you, Lord. You know? So one of the devotees said, okay, my dear Lord, you go in front, you know, and we'll keep a distance and we'll go behind, you know. So that was an amazing pastime. So when we're reading about these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, and then some people may be asking, oh, you know, you're reading about some sannyasi and then someone just breaking his danda and then throwing it in the river, and how's that going to really, you know, sort out all our problems? You know, you know. So some people like that. They think, well, what's this about? You know, we want some real stuff. You know, something that will be world changing. You know. So in relationship to that, I found verse, actually it's part of a song, and it's I'm just going to read the first part and then read the translation. I think it's one of Sam's favorites. It's Gauranga Dutipada. No? It says, Gaurangera Dutipada Jardana Sampada Sejane Bhakati Rasa Sar Gaurangera Madhurlila Jarkane Praveshila Ridhoe Nirmala Belotar. So the translation of the first verse is very interesting because it explains something about these pastimes that we're hearing and the benefits of it. So it says, anyone who has accepted the two lotus feet of Chaitanya, of Lord Chaitanya as their only asset, knows the true essence of devotional service. If anyone gives submissive oral reception to the pleasing and sweet pastimes of Chaitanya, of Lord Chaitanya, then immediately his heart becomes cleansed of all material contamination. So whether we understand the subject matter, whether we approve of it, or whether we don't, by hearing these nectarian, transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Krishna and Radharani, etc., then one's heart becomes cleansed, one's heart becomes purified. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, we're reading Bhagavatam or we're, you know, like In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it's quite difficult to get into it. And then, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning of the Adi Leela, it's quite intense, you know. I don't know if any of you have, it's quite intense, and you think, oh, this is supposed to be all pastimes and nectar, you know. But it's quite a lot of philosophy, and it seems quite intense. But actually, when you're reading these, and you're thinking, oh, I've come to a part where I don't really understand, it's a bit above my head, you know. But we just read it for our own personal purification. It does actually cleanse the heart, and it's really powerful. And in relationship to that, I just want to tell about one devotee I just spoke to the other day. Some of you may know him. His name is Grant, and he used to help Parshuram with the Food for All program, driving the van and doing the distribution. And his son, I think a few years back, was staying here in the ashram. His son's name was James, you know. So I think some of you know Grant. So I just messaged Grant the other day because I haven't been in touch with him for a long time. Sometimes he used to come out on preaching programs with us, and he plays the guitar, you know. So we used to say to him, well, just, you know, we're going on a preaching program. Why don't you come, you know? And you can play your guitar and sing Hare Krishna, you know. So then, yeah, fine. And people liked it. And he was happy as well. And sometimes we would even give him a few minutes to share some realizations with people. Because he's a nice gentleman, you know. He's not particularly scholarly, you know. He's like a, you know, working class, you know, hard working. And he's been through a lot of difficulties in his life and stuff. But he had some, like, very nice attitude towards Krishna consciousness. So he was telling me that he's finished his fourth reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah? So we think, oh, this little Grant, you know, what does he know? You know. So, but you know, because sometimes, well, he's not a scholar. He's definitely not a scholar, a PhD or anything like that. But he just had some faith, and he was continuing reading. So if someone like that can read these pastimes and read these books and go get a taste for it so much that he's reading it for the fourth time and he's still not tired of it, you know, that means there must be a lot of nectar there, you know. Yeah. So we have to just scratch the surface and then it's all there. So then he said he's been reading all these books and he's on the fourth time round. And he said he gets more out of it every single time than he reads. And then he was seeing that the world situation, you know, with the pandemic and so many things are going wrong in the world and people are suffering. So he was thinking, well, I'm staying in Hatfield in my little tiny flat. So what can I do about the world situation, you know? But then he thought, after reading the transcendental literatures of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, he decided to ring Ananta Purushottam Prabhu and says, when is the Harinam going out? Because I want to come and join the Harinam party every weekend, you know, because that's my contribution to helping repair the world. You know? So he's been doing that. And he's very happy as a result of it. And also, he said that many, many people are actually looking for shelter right now. You know, so many people are coming and they're inquiring and they're so happy to see the devotees. And whether they realize it or not, by hearing the holy name, the transcendental, the names of the Lord, then people are being benefited. The whole world is being benefited. So there's that verse, what's it called? When will that day be mine? When offense is ceasing and taste for the name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine? You know? Kabhi habe bolo se din amar, ami aparada guchi, shuddha nam ruchi, kabhi habe bolo ridhaya sanchar. So when will that day be mine? When the offense is ceasing and taste for that holy name increasing, when my Lord, oh my Lord, will that sunshine of your grace will be present in my heart. You know? So anyway, he's a simple person, and I thought it was really amazing how he was experiencing. He's been, you know, chanting his rounds. He's been reading the books, and he's getting some taste. He's getting some ecstasy, and now he naturally wants to give it to others, you know. Because some people, they say, oh, these books are too difficult for me, you know. You know, it's like, you know, they're very, like, complex. And these are the people who have got big degrees and, you know, PhDs and what have you, you know. So like I said, like one time it was at one gentleman's house and he had a nice bookshelf, you know, teak bookshelf, you know, and he had a nice house, so, and he had Prabhupada's books and things, and I just went over to the shelf and I saw the Bhagavad Gita, it still had the cellophane on, you know. Mm-hmm. So then I said to him, when did you get these books? He said, oh, 4 years ago. And, he wanted to just put the books there so he looks knowledgeable and, you know, intelligent. Because some people, they like that. They like to line their walls with books, but not actually read them or take the knowledge from them. So I said, you got these books 4 years ago. I said, your Bhagavad Gita still got the cellophane on. He said, yes, Bhagavad Gita as it is. I said, well, don't leave it as it is. You know, open the thing, you know, and read it, you know. Yeah, although they said it's books of deities, you know, so you get benefit from them being there, you know. But then if you open the book and you read the book, then you get much, much more benefit because Srila Prabhupada wrote these, translated and all these books. He went to so much trouble, not that the people would just keep them for as an ornament, you know. So, anyway. I thought that was a nice story to share. Okay, so we've been hearing and chanting and thinking about the pastimes that the Lord is performing, and so devotees can go to this place. It's called Danda Banga Nadi. I remember at one time Shivram Maharaj was thinking about opening an ashram there. But I don't think it manifested. But the Lord performs so many pastimes in so many places. So there's amazing places that devotees can go on pilgrimage. And then just yesterday I was speaking to one lady from the Bhakti Riksha group. And she said that she went to India and she really wanted to go to Vrindavan. She Radha Gokula Nandaji Ke, she Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ke. She go Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki da. And she said that she really, really wanted to go to she was in India, and she had been to India many times, but she'd never been to Vrindavan, because recently she'd come in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement, and she was hearing all about the glories of Vrindavan, so she said, oh, I've got to make a point of going to Vrindavan. So she went to India, and she said, I'm going to go to Vrindavan. But what happened is, there was, monsoon rains, and there was a lot of flooding. And she said that she couldn't get to Vrindavan because the railway was flooded. You know, well, so she was thinking, lamenting, oh, you know, I went all the way there, and I didn't get to go to Vrindavan. So then I was listening to her, and then I told her that actually there was another lady like that who had gone, and somehow or other she couldn't get to go to Vrindavan. So she was feeling very disheartened, this other lady. So I told her that what I said to this other lady, I said that in the scriptures it explains that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So I said, if you're thinking of Krishna, then you're in Vrindavan. You know? So if Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, and if you're thinking of Krishna, then you're in Vrindavan. And the lady said, oh yeah, I never thought about that. So I was telling her that so whenever you're meditating and you're thinking of Krishna, then Krishna is there, then his holy dhamma is there, his associates are there, his pastimes are there, you know, his holy names, everything is there. You know? And then I said to her, actually, before the next time that you get a chance to go, I'll send her a video link of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's pilgrimage of Vrindavan. So she was very, very happy. She was very, very happy. So we're reading here a lot of pastimes. So they found a nice verse here, actually a few nice verses, as usual. The verses are always nice. Well, sometimes as you get more and more absorbed, they get nicer and nicer. You know? So So this one's from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2, text 14. It's Tasmadekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavyascha dhyeya pujyascha nityada. I'm sure Gaura Krishna Prabhu knows that one. No? You know the translation to that? Tasmadekena manasa. No, okay. No, he's just pretending that he doesn't know. Okay. Right. Okay, so this is, therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. So it's a beautiful verse, amazing instruction. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. So it's very simple, you know. Everything's there. He says, constantly, with one pointed attention, constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotee, the Bhakta Raksha. You know? It's not such a difficult task. You know? And then, there's another one here, 1:2:15. Yad anudhyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam chindanti ko vidas tasya kona kuryat katharatim. So people are all talking about COVID, you know. So here's a, he said, chindanti ko vidas tasya. And actually, let's see, it said, oh, here COVID means intelligent. You know? So it must be a very intelligent virus to be able to differentiate that after 10 o'clock, then it only catches people in the pub. You know? Or he, if you're in a group of only more than six, then it can catch you. You know? So the translation is, with sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? You know? Yeah. Well, beautiful. Yeah? With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work, karma, by remembering the personality of Godhead. So therefore, if we want to get free from the karma bandhana, you know, the binding knots of our previous karmic reactions, then that can be done simply by remembering the personality of Godhead. So powerful is the remembrance of Krishna that it's like a sword; it cuts through those knots. You know, so we definitely are trying to pay attention to his message. You know? And then this is a nice one: 1:2:16. Shushu shoshadadhanasya vasudeva katharuchi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya tirthani shevanat. So it's not shave them up, but it's nishevanat. It says, O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. And by such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. So, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. You know, Mahat Seva, you know, like that. Mahat Seva Vipra. So when we serve highly exalted devotees who are free from vice, and they are completely absorbed in the loving service of the Lord, then great service is done. The Lord becomes very, very pleased, and by dint of that service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of the Lord. You know? So if one is struggling to gain affinity for hearing, then serve the elevated Vaishnavas, you know, and then that affinity will come. And then this one here, 1:2:17. Srin, you know this one actually, I think you all know this one. Srinvatam swakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana vidyanto so badrani vidunoti suritsatam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, it says, so Sri Krishna, who is Paramatma in the heart, and who is the benefactor of the truthful devotee, he cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his transcendental message. So this desire for material enjoyment, desire for material enjoyment is actually the cause of all our problems, you know. Because we're trying to enjoy that which is actually not ours, you know. So we are eternal spiritual beings, so we can only be happy with spiritual things. But then we are trying to enjoy the material world. We're trying to, you know, act on the body platform and gratify the senses. And then we end up becoming very, very unhappy. You know? So I give the example, like, you know, if the hand wants to enjoy the samosa, you know, if you put the samosa and you try to munch it up with your hand, in the hand doesn't want to serve the body and doesn't want to serve the stomach, but just wants, I want it for me. The hand actually cannot digest the samosa, and it just becomes a mush, you know. But if the hand takes a samosa and puts it in the mouth, and the samosa goes to the stomach, then the stomach digests the samosa or whatever other prasadam, and then nourishment goes to all parts of the body, including the hand. So similarly, that if we engage our senses in the master, in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesh, you know, then everyone is pleased. So like in a tree, you can go around with a dropper on each leaf and each branch or each flower, and the tree cannot benefit from that. But when you pour water on the root of the tree, then all the branches, all the leaves, all the flowers, fruits are nourished. You know? So when we try to enjoy sense gratification independently from Krishna, then actually we become, we dried up, you know, we become unhappy. So, but when we engage in serving and pleasing Krishna, then automatically we get the highest happiness. You know? So, on that point, we have our pujari here, Paramakaruna Prabhu, on the altar. You know? So Jayesh Prabhu, you know, he's a mechanic in Wembley. So he's watching on the camera and he's seeing him every day up there. So he's saying, oh, get him to send me a message because I'm missing him. You know? So we recorded a 1-minute video to send to Jayesh. You know? But this is Paramakaruna, and this is a song by Lochan Das Thakur. You know this one? Yeah? Sam? Okay. So I'll read one verse at a time and the translation, because it's very beautiful and it's very relevant. You know? So, Paramakaruna Pahudvi Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra Sabe Avatar Sarosiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. The two lords, Nitai and Gaura Chandra, are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations, you know. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduce the process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. Keval Ananda Kanda, you know, simply joyful process. This is the method that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. Bajo bajo bhai Chaitanya nitai sudhidra vishwasa kori Vishaya chadiya sera sema jiya Mukhe bolo hari hari. My dear brothers, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification, Vishaya. You know? One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hari Hari, without any motive. You know? So we were talking about that sense gratification. The real sense gratification is actually serving the Lord, serving the devotees, and seeing people advance and actually getting out their suffering. That's real sense gratification. Not an overdose of gulabs, Dekore bhai tribhuvane nae mona dayala data pashupakshi jure pashana vidhare sunija raguna gata. My dear brother, just try to examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. That they are so merciful. Even birds and beasts cry. What to speak of people like us? Okay, so samsare majiya rohile poriya sepade nahilo asha apanakarama bunjaye samana kohoe lochana dasa. So, but Lord Chandas regrets that I am entrapped by sense gratification since I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me. So he's saying that if we don't, of course, Lord Chandas Thakur, he's a great associate of the Lord and he's feeling the ecstasies, but out of humility, he's putting himself in a very humble position. And as a conditioned soul, sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, others, they do that. They're not saying, I'll just pretend to be like that. But they actually feel very lowly and very insignificant. So then if we're not attracted to the pastimes and the name, the holy names of the Lord, then certainly we're being punished by the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. So, anyway, I think time is flying. Okay, so these pastimes are so amazing. You can go deep and deep. There's so much nectar there. So the Lord comes, He performs His pastimes to attract the conditioned souls, and He makes the process so easily, Kevala Ananda Kanda, simply joyful process, Chanting, dancing, feasting, And some devotees say philosophizing. And then devotees like Pranabandhu will say chanting, dancing, feasting, philosophizing, and financing. Panchatattva. Anyway, it's a joyful process. Whatever you do with your wholeheartedly for the pleasure of Guru and Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, then that gives the highest happiness and that gives satisfaction. And that's the best way to help people in the world, by giving them this elixir of eternal happiness and eternal life. So we were thinking, when I was, I think some devotees were saying, I have to say some stories because they like stories, So in Glasgow, we used to distribute books regularly every week. And then I was on Union Street, which is near the railway station. And Glasgow can be quite a rough place. I don't know if anyone's been on a night out in Glasgow, You've been, you're from the West End in Glasgow. What's your name? Ria. Ria. Ria, okay. So Ria knows all about Glasgow, of course, she's from there. So anyway, we used to go to Glasgow every other day, practically, this book. So then we were doing this Gauranga campaign. We were thinking, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda has come. And Lord Nityananda, he wants everybody to chant Gauranga's name, So we think, okay, well, let's... So we were putting up stickers, at the Pelican Crossings and at the bank tellers and on shopping trolleys and... Then we were on the motorway bridges, we're putting up Gauranga. When people drive under, they can see Gauranga. We were getting people to say Gauranga. And then I was distributing books in Glasgow, and then this, six or seven, rough boys, yobos, I don't know what they call them down south. They're hoodlums, They come You're laughing because probably you've been one. So, you know, they come and like, So, I decided, like, you know, I'm going to call them over. When we were distributing milk, so I said, hey, lads, just come over here a minute. And they said, hey, what do you want, you know? I said, okay. I said, we've got something special for you today. Can you say Goranga? And they said, what's Goranga? I said, Goranga, it's a special mantra and means be happy. I didn't want to tell them it's Lord Chaitanya, it's 500 years ago. I said, it just means be happy. And they said, Goranga. And then one boy said, hey, I like the sound of that. Goranga, Goranga, you know, it's got this. So I said, look, we need you all to shout Goranga, you know, like that, as loud as you can, you know, let's do an experiment. And they went, Goranga. And I said, oh, no. I said, you got to mean it. I said, but we do mean it. I said, okay, can you do it? Can you make a better endeavor? Okay. So they went, Goranga. I said, that's a bit better. I said, can we do it once again? They went, Goranga. I said, okay, right. So I said, as you go through town, if you see anyone that looks miserable, give them a big Goranga. So then as they were walking down the Union Street and then going into the main precinct, you know, Sokki Hall, no, what's it, Argyle Street, yeah. Then I could hear every so often, Goranga, Goranga, they're shouting, they're preaching, they're giving the holy name to others. And the thing is, they're becoming so ecstatic because they're chanting the holy name and it's without offense. They're just giving you, you see they light up, you know. So you see that so many times, so it's like, when you see it working, you know, then it's like, and then like sometimes, like I was explaining, like last time I was distributing some books, and this Christian guy came and he said, you're from hell, you know, you're going to hell, you're from hell and you're going back there, you know. So, he was telling people, don't go near him, don't get a book from him, he's from the devil. And so I was thinking, oh my God, you know, here we go, I'm trying to distribute books and he's trying to disrupt the sales. Then I said to him, I said, can you say Goranga? He said, no, I'm not going to say Goranga. I said, oh, you've said it. And he said, well, what will happen to me now? I said, it's too late now. There's nothing I can do to stop it now. He said, but what will happen? I said, you'll just have to wait and find out. So he looked really worried and then he walked off. So anyway, Lord Goranga helps you in book distribution as well. You know, he gets rid of people that are trying to stop you distributing books. You know? So anyway, I'll stop there. Because I've run over the time. But this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda is so easily, readily available for every single living being. So if we take this mercy and we give it to others, then we'll make our life perfect. Yeah? So thank you very much for your patience. Any questions, any comments, or any corrections? Okay. Kishori? Oh, Srinivas.
I had a class yesterday by Janani Vasprabhu. He gave a class yesterday in Mayapur.
Oh, in Mayapur.
And he was saying how these processes of karma, jnana, and yoga, they take you to the Brahman platform, but they don't really give you the ultimate happiness.
Yeah.
They maybe help you control the airs in the body and everything. But he said, Lord Chaitanya, he's giving the highest thing, chanting Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
And if you want the happiness, we just do it and we become very happy.
Yeah, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says he's the essence of all incarnations, Sabe Avatar, you know. So he's giving the highest Krishna Prema, you know, in the mood of the gopis of Raja, and he's making it readily available. He's broken open the storehouse of love of God and he's distributing the fruits freely, not considering who's fit or who's unfit. You know? So how much more merciful, you know, do you want, you know? Okay, Kishori. Still some people say, oh, it's too tough for me.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for that amazing class. I just was wondering, so Lord Chaitanya, he's the essence of all avatars, the most merciful, he's giving pure love of Godhead, but how is it that Mahaprabhu is still such a secret? Like in India, he's a secret, and it's really interesting how he's giving the most pure and ecstatic and easy method, but yet he's like a big secret. So I was just wondering how that is.
Yeah, so I think I think the mercy has been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but some people are so unfortunate, they're being punished by Yamaraj. They're very, very sinful, and they are actually not receiving that mercy. Either they've acted impiously in previous lives, or somehow or other, they're not receiving the mercy. So one time, so devotees went to Srila Prabhupada, and there was some instance, and they're saying, this person, he wasn't taken to devotional service. And the devotees were saying, well, you know, how is Krishna's mercy going to get everywhere? Even like some people, according to their karma, are meant to get something or not get something. So Prabhupada said to the devotees, you are their mercy. So if you decide to give them the mercy, you can override whether they're meant to have it or not. You know? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that freely to everyone. So sometimes it's like that, you know. It's called throwing pearls before swine. You know, swine means a pig. So a pig is looking for the garbage, for the rubbish to eat. You know, if you put some pearls there, he's not interested in the pearls. He's going to push them aside. But somehow or other, we have been given the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're getting the essence. So we can change people's karma by praying for them and giving them this mercy, even if they're not deserving. So Srila Prabhupada said that you are the you can change for them, you know. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, if him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda can deliver Jagga and Madai, I think that everyone, that covers everyone more or less, you know? Even Mr. Trump. You know? I hope that answers your question. I'm not sure. Okay. Thank you so much for your attention, your patience. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Nityananda Rama ki. Vaishnav Sangha Vaishnav Seva ki. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo.